We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Appreciate that, Jerry. The Tommy Report here on WCCO at 8 before 8 is proudly sponsored by Connolly Family Wealth Management. Mick and Chip and the whole gang over there. We want to bring in the athletic director, that is Phil Esten, with us here on WCCO. Phil, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm great. Enjoying this little thaw that we're having right now.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I'm glad you have time to notice. You've been so busy here, this transfer to Division I. But it became real, Phil. I got to see like everybody else, we saw a few games released in the future schedules that confirms you're going to go to Division I, and all of a sudden everything seemed real when we saw that press release.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It starts to be real tangible when you see some of these opponents on paper. And, you know, we've been working for several months, particularly on the football side of things. As you know, these football schedules sometimes are scheduled many, many years in advance. So working pretty hard to find opponents that make sense for us and make sense for them. And so we announced last week a couple of non-conference games, a couple of border battles. Interestingly, we'll open up next year against Northern Iowa down in Cedar Falls, Iowa, which will be a great matchup for us. And then in future years, they'll return the game to St. Paul. And we've also lined up a couple of games against North Dakota and South Dakota, some real good quality teams and schools in the Missouri Valley Football Conference. And so excited about what that holds for us. And hopefully that conference schedule will get announced later this spring sometime. But it is starting to come together a little bit as we see these schedules on paper.
Phil, I've had a ton of people ask me about your hockey coach position. What's the status there?
Yeah, great question, Dave. There's been a lot of interest, which is I've been really pleased about, from some quality candidates that I think could really, really be successful at St. Thomas. And so we're planning to officially begin that search within the next week or two. The Division I college hockey season is going to wind down here in the next month or so. Real exciting hockey that's happening in the WCHA and the NCHC. So, some teams in the state are going to be competing for a while. So I suspect that we'll bring that to a close sometime in early to mid, if not late April. But again, really, really quality candidates have expressed interest. Sitting head coaches, some really nice and successful assistant coaches, those some names that are familiar to folks in the Twin Cities, and some that might be not as familiar, but have had a lot of success at the college level.
I don't know what sport would be, Phil. What will be the first Division I activity that happens at St. Thomas? Which sport will have that honor?
I think it'll probably be one of our soccer programs. Soccer, typically, the first soccer game is sometime that last week of August. So I think one of our soccer programs might get to claim the very first Division I activity, a first contest. But that fall will be football and soccer, both men's, women's soccer and volleyball in the two cross countries. So they'll all report in early August, and that's when it's official and we're off and running.
What about the final MIAC games, whatever sport it may be? I don't know if fans will be able to be there. I would think people want to be, whatever the sport is, at the final MIAC contest ever, depending upon their favorite sport. Is that going to happen? Are people going to be able to be at that?
Dave, I appreciate you asking. And of course, we've been managing and navigating, the COVID protocols as best as we can this year. And really, at a point, we were unsure as to whether spectators would be permitted or allowed to attend games. And so we actually, a couple of weeks ago, announced what we're calling a virtual sellout. And so we're selling commemorative tickets to the very last MIAC men's basketball game, women's basketball game, women's hockey game, and men's hockey game. And it's a $25 ticket, and so it's a gift. It's tax deductible, so it's charitable. But we'll send you a commemorative ticket for that last game, and it's an opportunity, I think, for us. We really wanted to celebrate this last year differently than we've been able to. So this is an opportunity for us to give our fans at least something to help kind of close the chapter on Division III and the MIAC. And as much as we'll celebrate it and always embrace it as we move forward, it does allow us to kind of look into the future a little bit. So that's coming up, and there's information about that on our website. But we're going to give our fans opportunities where we can to engage in those last contests. That's a great point.
Phil, I appreciate your time. Here we go. And a lot of work on the schedule. We'll stay in touch here. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thank you.
Thanks much, Dave. Appreciate it.
He is Phil Esten. He's the athletic director at the University of St. Thomas as they transition eventually here to Division I this next fall. Isn't that something? Unbelievable. But that's exciting times, and a lot of people buzzing. We'll continue to watch that hockey situation over there as well to see what happens. Our report this morning brought to you the Tommy Report, proudly by Connolly Family Wealth Management.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.